Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So he's going to bring you up to date on what's really going on in the world. Good morning, Joel. How are you today? Joel? Well, I know Joel is there, so let's hope that Joel... But certainly he is one of my favorite guests, having a tremendous insight into what's going on. And, of course, we agree that we are headed towards World War III, that our leaders are doing everything they can to build up communist Russia and communist China. And if you doubt that Russia is still communist, remember that Putin was formerly head of the FSB, which is really the KGB, just as Gorbachev was head of the KGB, just as Andropov was head of the KGB. The KGB controls Russia. They always have, and it's always been a communist nation, and they've lied to you when they said we defeated communism.
Stan?
Yes.
Hello,
oh, good
Stan.
Morning, Joel. Thank you so much. We dropped you there for a minute.
Well, those technical glitches happen. It's good to be with you.
Oh, it is, and you always speak up when you come on, because sometimes otherwise you'll just hear me talking away, so speak up. But bring us abreast of the latest World Affairs Brief.
Okay, well, we're talking about the economy, as is the whole world. The big question I've got as a headline is bailing out the economy. How long can they keep doing this? This is incredible. We're talking about millions, actually billions, $180 billion going to be shoveled out to the American people, free money for everyone. I mean, why not $15,000 tax break if you want to stimulate the economy? But this is totally irresponsible spending, because there's no budget for this. They're not even worried about how they're going to fund that. As one pundit said, that means that the Chinese are going to loan us $180 billion to fund this, and then we're going to go out and spend the money on Chinese goods.
Right. In fact, somebody once said, since most of the manufacturing of goods that we use here in the United States comes from communist China, this bailout really is going to be to help the Chinese economy, not the American economy, because we're not doing the buying. We're not doing the producing here.
Well, the sad truth, Dr. Stan, is that there's no easy way out of this problem. This problem is a matter of boom and bust cycle that's created by government spending of fiat money. And there's only one way to cure that, and that's to stop this fiat money. Now, that would have, frankly, catastrophic results. If you stop the spending, if you have an inflationary economy, and you cut off the inflation, that bubble that has been created would collapse. So the problem, realistically, is to shut down, the only real way, it's very sad to say this, but you have to shut it down slowly. You have to let the air out of the balloon slowly, and then you've got to commit not to do it anymore so that you don't have these boom-bust cycles. And obviously that's politically not expedient. Nobody's going to be willing to take the blame for a depression that was caused by others. And that's one of the reasons poor Herbert Hoover got the blame for what the Fed and others did in pumping up the money supply before he came into office. And he got the blame for the depression, but it really wasn't his fault. And it's just very hard for anyone in a raw democracy like we have now to take the blame. In fact, Ron Paul has the correct answer. We should go to constitutional money. The problem is, and even Ron realizes this, you have to do that slowly, because you've got a huge pumped up economy with billions of dollars flowing into it from the government, and you've got to do it in a way that slowly lets that air out and replaces it with low regulation or almost no regulation, and especially, you know, if I were going to jumpstart the economy, I would do one thing and one thing only that would provide 90% of the kick, and that is I would take away all regulations of who you hire and fire. You know, no more Social Security pay, no more withholding. You simply hire people who you feel are best, and boom, you're going to have thousands of people hired as domestic servants, thousands and millions of people hired for the little jobs that can't afford to hire people now because people don't want to get involved in what it takes to lock in the accounting and the expensive tracking and the regulations of the potential lawsuits and the potential trouble with bureaucrats that happens when you hire employees. It really is a nightmare, and it's a great drag on the economy in terms of the cost that the government and the accounting profession is siphoning off.
Well, I agree with you totally, and if people think that there's going to be any money in Social Security, you know, 10 years from now, well, there's no money in Social Security now. The Social Security system is bankrupt. The baby boomers are beginning to retire. 3 years from now, they'll be eligible for Medicare. There is no Medicare trust fund, and America is financially bankrupt. It cannot pay the things that it's promised to pay, but they don't want to tell the American people that. They want to tell you there is a Social Security fund, and what is it? It's IOUs that the government has no money to cover. We are bankrupt, and if we were a corporation, we'd be in receivership.
Well, of course, the main difference here is obviously that the government has a money-making machine, which no corporation has.
Right.
And they just simply print. So technically, we are bankrupt if you were running on regular business rules, which the government is not. I mean, I was just incredulous that when they talked about this stimulus package, the CBO or whatever office came out and said, well, we're now going to project that this is going to cause the deficit to be about $280 billion. I mean, this is just ludicrous. I mean, they're still not counting what they take from the Social Security Fund as part of the deficit. And that's some $400-plus billion. You add that to their $280, which is grossly understated. I mean, that would have been as if they were saying that without the stimulus package, they don't have a deficit of $100 billion. Well, you've got $100-and-some billion each year that's off budget that goes to the Iraq and Afghanistan war. I mean, who are they kidding?
So, well, they're kidding the American people, after all. $260 billion is a lot less than what we had, $800 billion, a few years ago. But you're absolutely right. They're simply lying to the American people. They steal all the money from Social Security, and they spend that, and then they don't put in the money for the Iraq war. And so if you look at what it really would be, it would be up well over, probably $700 or $800 billion. We are massively increasing our debt. Everybody in the world knows it, except the American people. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. This is Danny Golden of GoGoldenTravel.com. If you've been wanting to know more about your travel biz and owning your own internet travel agency, this Sunday, January 27th at 1 p.m. in Fort Collins is your chance to attend an exciting travel show party. Contact Daryl Gieseking, our managing partner for Go Golden Travel, at 970-980-3192. That's 970-980-3192. Ask him where the free travel show party is.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, talking about the the budget deficit and, of course, what we're being told and the reality. And it certainly just goes to prove that old adage that figures don't lie, but liars could certainly figure. And when the president can get up before the American people and with a straight face tell us how we're cutting back on the budget deficit and it's only going to be, you know, a couple of $100 billion this year, isn't that wonderful? And then totally ignores the fact that they are stealing the money from the Social Security Fund and spending that, and that's not included in the deficit, although it is part of the deficit. And then, of course, the Iraqi war is off budget. It's not there, but it's still costing us, you know, $100 billion or so every year. Well, go right ahead, Joel.
Well, this is very sad, Dr. Stan, that I think, you know, for a political strategy, it's just a marvelous thing that people can promise billions of dollars in foreign aid. They can promise bailouts like this for every man, woman, and child in America, unless you make too much money, and literally not have to make anyone pay the taxes. I mean, that's the thing that would drive. I mean, in fact, they're all offering tax breaks. You know, while they're spending with oblivion. And so naturally we've got a deficit that, you know, Glenn Beck had an interview with David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, and he asked him, he said, you know, do you get a lot of heat from political people for speaking out against the deficit like you do? And Walker said, as long as I state the facts, speak the truth, and don't blame any particular political party, and don't blame any particular person, then I'm fine. Now, isn't that a telling statement?
Yeah.
He can't actually name names or blame people who are real budget busters, and then everybody says, fine, you can say what you want. Now, the reason they're doing this is there's a very systematic idea involved, that we can politically stay in office, any particular party, and spend whatever it takes to buy votes from people and to please everyone around the world and to fund every bit of our empire around the world. As long as we don't tax the American people, they will not protest. And believe me, it works, Dr. Stan.
I know it did. They got away with the Vietnam War, not taxing the people, but borrowing money from future generations, and then that's what they're doing now. And, of course, any intelligent person should ask, how can you cut taxes and increase spending? That doesn't seem logical. But, of course, that's exactly what they've done.
But, you know, the strategy is a very interesting one because, you see, you floated the world with U.S. dollars as the reserve currency. And it's so big. The lopsided quantity, in fact, nobody knows exactly what the real quantity is, but the lopsided quantity between the amount of reserve dollars and every other currency out there, it's just phenomenal. I mean, it's like there are as many dollars as there is every other currency put together. I mean, it is really the 800-pound gorilla on the block. And this puts people in a real bind because there is no other currency that can readily replace the dollar. I mean, if you were to replace the dollar with euros, you'd have to run the printing presses. You'd have to build four new printing presses, you know, as if it was all physical money, which it isn't. I mean, you can make electronic calculations and credit as well, but it would be tremendously inflationary to the euro. And they simply are having an inflation problem now because everybody's inflating to keep up with the dollar. And the reason you inflate is because if you don't match or keep relatively balanced with the currency, your money gets more expensive. It's the problem the Swiss has had. You know, being an exporting nation, if they don't devaluate their money, they always keep it a little higher than the rest, but if they don't devalue it and keep it somewhat within range, then nobody can buy any Swiss products. It's a real problem, even for economies that have more honest money than others. But every currency has just loved it that the dollar has been inflated, because they get to inflate just a little less than the U.S. government, and it shows up that their currency is getting stronger against the dollar. So they get the benefits of both what appears to be a stronger currency and inflation at the same time, and appear to be moderate. But in fact, nobody can switch out of the dollars rapidly. If you start to dump billions of dollars from China or Europe, or anybody who's holding large quantities of dollars, the value of the dollar starts to plunge, and you lose billions before you can unload your load of dollars. The rest of it isn't worth anything. And so everybody is held hostage to the fact that there's no other game in town compared to the dollar. I mean, the little guys can get out and go buy euros, and they have, but the big boys who hold these billions and billions of dollars are really stuck. And then there's all kinds of little secret agreements. For example, the U.S. has secret agreements with Saudi Arabia over the oil money called petrodollars that will continue to protect you as a nation and your oil supply and pay you, you know, whatever the market bears on your OPEC oil. But you've got to agree that you accept the money in dollars and put it back into our economy through our banking system and support the U.S. banking system. And they've agreed to that. And that's why the Saudis won't tolerate anything. Now, that's why whenever the Iranians try to do an oil bourse in euros, that it never went anywhere. It didn't go anywhere because it couldn't in the free market. It's just that there's so many players in the oil market that are tied to their commitments to the U.S. that they wouldn't go along with it. And even the Europeans couldn't agree to go along with it. Norway tried to do an oil bourse in euros. I mean, they're part of the European Union, and why not charge euros? Because most of their customers are Europeans. And yet the European countries wouldn't go along with it because the U.S. wouldn't allow it. And the U.S. has some kind of hold on these companies, or these countries, that is, military, but militarily a hold. But I think there's also a hold in terms of this underground dark side of government that everyone fears that could actually destabilize them and ruin them if politically, because they all have sins that they're covering up. And, you know, the U.S. has spies everywhere, and they use that information against politicians to keep them in line, just like they do in the United States by spying on our own congressman. J. Edgar Hoover, you know, stayed in power by spying on the political establishment as well, so they both have secrets on each other to keep them at bay. I mean, this is a very sad world when we've got this kind of total corruption within politicians, and it's kind of a mutual protection pact, so the only people who don't know about it are the voters.
Amen.
True corruption.
No disagreement at all, and I think that anybody who wants to stand up and challenge the United States throughout the world, you know, their life is in danger.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that Ron Paul made some very dramatic points in the Florida debate last night, and he got a lot of kudos. But, you know, as I've read the reviews, everyone keeps saying, well, I'm no fan of Ron Paul, but you really got to hand to it. He made some strong points last night, and he and Romney came out ahead in the debate, though they always keep talking about Romney and McCain. Once again, Ron Paul has the answers to the economy, and so everybody in the media comes out and says, you know, they don't say why, because they can't meet Ron Paul head-to-head on the issues, but they keep saying, I'm against Ron Paul. And, you know, it's almost like a chorus. You can't be for Ron Paul and keep your job if you're in the media. Very, very sad.
It really is. Well, at least he's getting the information out, and people are hearing it, and let's hope a number of people actually will begin to understand the importance of doing away with the Federal Reserve and doing away with the income tax and getting back to the Constitution and getting our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes, and Ron Paul brought that up. He said, you know, this economy wouldn't be in the straits if we weren't, you know, wasting $1 trillion on these wars, international intervention, and maintaining our empire. And he's absolutely right. Going back to the deficit, I just want to mention on this interview with Glenn Beck and David Walker that David Walker admits that the total deficit, including all obligations, Social Security and Medicare and the pension plans and everything the U.S. is on the tag for, is $53 trillion. Dr. Stan, that's $440,000 per household. That's like everyone in the United States is paying for a $440,000 house, but the debt, the interest is just accruing because we're not paying for it. There's no tax bill for it. And it's all, even the interest on this debt now is being paid with deficit spending. So you see, how long can this last? This is something your listeners have to understand. What they're running now is they're running a collision course with hyperinflation. Now, it can't show up very soon, and this is very interesting, because the dollars can't be repatriated much faster than they are. Sovereign wealth funds created by these reserves in the dollars are buying into America as much as they can, but less and less is available for sale. In other words, the dollar is losing value, so they have to buy products from the United States. So exports are up, but the main idea is to purchase parts of banks that are in trouble, to purchase companies that are in trouble. So we have a place, we have millions of investors around the world looking for a place to park dollars in the U.S. economy. And when this thing has to break as the U.S. continues to deficit spend, you know, the interest rises on that, and now that they're paying the interest, it's like you going out to the store and you're borrowing to pay your home mortgage, and, you know, you keep borrowing. At some point, you're not going to, or the interest payments are going to exceed your entire income. And at that point, you really are bankrupt. Of course, they continue to print more. So eventually it ends up in a huge explosion of debt, a huge explosion of inflation. And it's almost catastrophic to consider how much bigger this balloon of dollars is going to get before it crashes. And nobody can imagine what happens to the whole world that loads up on dollars because they have no choice but to accept them, or the world breaks down. It's almost like everyone's held hostage to the eventual breakdown of the entire world economy based upon one nation flooding the world with its dollars, and the world has no choice but to accept them if they want to buy in this huge economy. Well, it is going to end someday, Dr. Stan. It's going to end in war, in my opinion. It is the war that they are going to use to wipe this debt off them, because the war will not be U.S. against anyone else. It will be the massive retaliation of Russia and China in the name of the rest of the world to stop the bully of the world. It's going to be a nuclear strike on America, and our own globalist government wants it, not because it's going to destroy the entire nation. It will be a military-only attack that will destroy maybe 20% of the American people, but our leaders will survive this, and the economy won't, however. It'll be flat on its back. There will be no markets. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, a life in the United States where you have no more banks, there's no more electronic transfers, because all the electricity is down? This nation grinds to a halt and instantly goes back to a survival mode of people having to live off the land. There's no trucks coming from California. I mean, this is a huge nightmare. Believe it or not, people will survive. It will be very, very hard, though, and our leaders will use that as an excuse to take us into a third world war in the name of the United Nations, giving whatever we have to the United Nations, and we'll never be a sovereign nation again. And that's a very, very sad message that I have. And that's where we're really headed if this nation doesn't repent and start to abide by the religious principles that they know in their conscience is right, as well as the constitutional principles that Dr. Paul is expounding. And it is my opinion that this nation's treatment of Dr. Paul is a litmus test for God. Even though he is not wearing God on his sleeve, the Lord is watching this, and whether or not the U.S. survives depends on what this nation chooses in this election. And that condemnation and you know, may not come immediately after, and it certainly will be a little bit while longer, but it is heading towards a major tribulation of this country if it continues on this road to rejecting what is right and true.
Well, as Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And I agree with everything you've said, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if there was any doubt about the Fed's willingness to flood the world with money in order to keep the existing economic order from collapsing, those doubts should now be completely put to rest. This is not like 1929, where they let the economy fall so that the powers that be could regroup and collect money on the way up, or collect power. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and subscribe to it, because I subscribe to it, I enjoy it, I look forward to reading it every week, and there is a very, very astute commentary on what's going on. So, Joel, explain to our listeners how they can perhaps become subscribers to your publication.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My website, where my brief is showcased, is www.worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a lot of different things on the website. The primary front page gives a summary of the current World Affairs Brief and tells people that they can get a one-time free sample if they email me at editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you out the current edition. And later today, I'll be putting out this new edition on the financial area. As well, on the front page, my research staff puts on all of the best of the conventional news stories, and you know, believe it or not, that's quite a project, sifting through all of the stories out there in the news and picking the ones that are the most cogent and the ones that have the least amount of air in it. That's what our purpose is on that, and so it's kind of pre-sifting the news to give you only the best of the conventional news, and then I, every Friday, analyze that news and then post my analysis in combination. So my World Affairs Brief really is kind of a summary of all the major stories that happened, and I try to tell what's really going on behind the scenes as we're talking about today, because so very few publications tell you the whole truth. They manipulate the news mostly by what they leave out of the news. So that's the purpose of World Affairs Brief, and I do have a very loyal set of subscribers. Resubscriptions, you know, just passed, and I have a very high rate of people coming back to the brief year after year, which is very gratifying.
Well, I recommend it to our listeners. Certainly, I look forward to it every week. So pick up the story from there.
Well, I'm also highlighting the role of the Plunge Protection Team. Actually, the formal name is called the Working Group on Financial Markets. This is something the government really has been reluctant to talk about. They've officially denied it for many years, and now it's an open secret, as they call it. It's really out of the closet, especially now for the first time that Washington Post, one of the flagship establishment newspapers in the United States, did a puff piece on the Plunge Protection Team. It's very interesting to read it because it's not so much that anything they wrote is false. They're basing it on a book that was written by an insider who supposedly was going to tell all the details of the Working Group on Financial Markets. But, you know, from a person who knows a lot about the the Plunge Protection Team, it was notable from what they left out. For example, there was no mention, after listing, you know, that the team is composed of the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, the Secretary of the Treasury, the SEC chairman, and the Commodities Future Trading Commission chairman, with ex officio members, controller of the currency, and they list, you know, several of these, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. But that's not really what composes the team. Most often, it's the Secretary of Treasury and the Fed chairman meeting with the heads of the major brokerage houses in Wall Street, and they map out a plan to intervene in the markets, which is totally illegal and unconstitutional. There is no power in the government to use taxpayer funds, or deficit spending for that matter, to intervene in private markets. I mean, if you think about it, they are manipulating the value of stocks to drive private markets, and that is injurious to many holders of stocks when they buy and sell stocks against the private market using taxpayer funds, which pertain to people who are also in the private markets. It's just a very severe conflict of interest.
And I think we've seen in this last week or so the intervention of the Plunge Protection Team, as we've seen this market gyrating and down violently and then coming right back up to close, you know, 200 or 300 points above where it was when it opened, after just plunging, you know. So they certainly are able to manipulate this, and the American people have this perception, well, gee, things really aren't bad at all. Look at how the Dow Jones is doing.
Yes, and there is Richard Ackerman was the one who pointed out, and I have in my brief a link to his chart, which is very interesting, showing when the manipulation occurs. And he shows and the manipulation occurs not directly in purchasing the Dow, but going into the options market and purchasing options, which is highly leveraged. So for a few billion dollars of options or $1 million of option purchase, you can leverage into $1 billion of effect on the market through the options. And you look at this chart that he produces, and you see the Dow options and the S&P 500 options going down in a steady stream on Friday, And then all of a sudden, actually this was on Tuesday's trading, I'm sorry, on Tuesday's trading, it's going down just like everyone predicted because the international markets were collapsing. And everyone was predicting a huge 700-point fall in the markets. So the markets were going down. And all of a sudden you see that the market drops straight down to, you know, a couple of hundred points before where it was, and there's this big bid that drops down to a very, very low level. And what the bid is doing is essentially daring everybody to come down way low and lose a lot of money and sell at a very, very low level, and people are reluctant. They've been watching the market come down, wondering when to sell, and all of a sudden it drops out from under them, and nobody wants to sell at that super low price, and that price is put in there by somebody with a huge bid of money, comes in there and bids at such a low price that it stops the rest from selling because they don't want to sell at that price. And it just stops the sales. And you just hold it out and hold it out and hold it out until people start to bid buy higher or bid in higher, and they stop selling, and the market starts to drive itself up again. But it's a dramatic graph that shows exactly what happens, but it happens every time they intervene in a major way of the market. And it's a very highly risky thing to go in there and appear to waste millions of dollars on a bid that's way too low, but it works. It stops people from selling. And so that's exactly what they're doing. And then they recoup their money on the way back up, because as the market's dripping back up, then they sell back into the market and actually make some profit on the deal. It only works if you're able to, you know, play chicken with the rest and see who blinks first. And these people are very expert at this, and their whole purpose, of course, is to drive the mentality of the buyers back into the bull market. And all you have to do when you get down as low as into the 11,000 range, when the stock market was well up into the 13,000 range, you can easily convince people that, yeah, the market's got to go back up. There's a lot of bargains. Well, in the first place, you know, most of this market-driven stuff is only in the index stocks, because individual stocks are not as prone to these kinds of crashes, except in a huge crash like 1929. Most individual stocks don't care what the Dow is doing. This is what is being manipulated to drive the mentality of the stocks. The people who are buying companies for their value don't tend to sell in a crash like this.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Joel, why don't you go right ahead?
Well, we're talking about the Plunge Protection Team or the Working Group on Financial Markets. You know, they have, according to the Post article, which, you know, lots of set contingency plans. Of course, they don't tell what they are. I'm describing what they really are, and if people would know those, they would know that there was a collusion between the government and certain favored brokerages on Wall Street. Actually, most of the large brokerages are part of it, and that's why they're so wealthy, because it even admits that they have a what they call a hoot and holler warning system, is that they give these people who are part of the working group a heads up when they're going to shut down trading because of the market fall, and they have certain things like if the Dow falls 300 points within a trading day, the stock exchange will be halted for 30 minutes. If the Dow falls another 200 points, trading will be stopped for an hour. They claim in number three that if the market declines more than 550 points in a day, no further restrictions would be applied. This is simply not true. It's never happened that we've had that much yet. But usually when they halt trading for 30 minutes, you know, it does tend to damper you know, people's ardor for selling. And what's really happening during these halting things is, you know, they have controlled programs within these computers to give priority in selling to certain favored brokerages. You know, it's supposedly from if you're a broker saying, well, I've got to put this order in, but they're swamped and your order isn't going through and a person's desperately waiting to sell and he's got a stop order to sell, to a stop loss order to sell at a certain rate, he puts his order in and the computers are all jammed, they say, and so his order gets bumped out. The market keeps falling and his order keeps bumping out and he's still losing money even though he has an order to sell at a certain much. And, you know, these computers aren't really being fair. These things are rigged so that the people that have priority within the markets get to sell at times that other people don't. It's the same thing that happens after hour trading. You know, you say the market's closed, but it isn't closed. Certain people can trade after hours if they're part of the big. That's why the Dow starts up with a different price than what it closes in the morning. And this really is, the system is rigged against the little guy. It's very, very bad, Dr. Stan, and people really knew what those who conspire and do effectively control our government have the power to do. They would just be up in arms about it and throw the rascals out. But American people are kept in the dark about these things, and that's one of the reasons when I've told this story often in my World Affairs Brief, when you look at the situation in Italy in 1992, when they found out that all the major political parties were on the take from the business interests and the mafia around the country, and they were all getting kickbacks for government contracts to fund their political parties, the Italian people were outraged, and they threw out, with a lack of voter commons, the entire government, all the major political parties, reformed with different names and different people, and within 6 months, the same people were back in power again. And the people are completely fooled. They put up somebody who's going to do an investigation. They come out and they have certain people they send to prison, you know, mid-level people, and the rest go into retirement quickly. But they don't care. They've got their millions stashed away in the bank, and somebody else comes up as leaders of a new party with a new name. This is just what the communists did in the fall of the Soviet Union. And most people are suckers for this. They simply do not have the level of information, even though it's out there. But, you know, the establishment media is always in on the game, and you have to have alternative sources of media, as we do now in abundance, to figure out what's going on. The problem with the for the sources in the alternative media like the Internet is that the powers that be regularly sow the Internet with disinformation and with false conspiracy theories and with and feed them to people hungry, you know, for news, and they end up making a lot of people confused and raise their hands in disgust and go back to the mainstream media that they, quote, can trust. But you can't trust them. With all their nice looks and coiffed hair, these people are artists in denying you what's really true out there. And that's one of the reasons why radio programs such as yours, my World Affairs Brief, have a market out there, because we're trying to be sources that people trust. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to in this very, very confused world, is knowing who you can trust and who you can depend on. And it won't be because of their rhetoric alone. You have to look at how they live their lives, how they, what they do, rather than just what they say.
So true. And eventually you begin to learn who you can rely on and who you can't. And there's an awful lot of people out there you just can't rely on. 90% of what they say, 95% of what they say is true. It's that other 5% that'll get you into trouble. So you've just got to be, you know, wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove.
Well, you know, the government spending, of course, is still going into overdrive. You know, the military situation we're facing is really something. We've been wearing out our equipment there in Iraq and Afghanistan, and none of that's being replaced in significant numbers. And so we're building up a backlog of billions and billions of dollars of new military equipment that's going to be necessary. And I think that one of the reasons why they're going to drive us into a war with Iran is so that we can, one, have more conflict, but then say, oh, we're shortage of ammunition, we're shortage of tanks, they're wearing out in Iraq, and all of a sudden we'll have another emergency funding. And it seems to be go from one emergency to another, and people don't have to pay the price for the emergency. They would rebel if they were getting a tax bill for this stuff, but they just deficit spend. And this can't go on forever, but it is going to go on. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how long they keep doing this without having the effects.
Well, but it's going to be highly inflationary at this point, and, you know, eventually we're all going to pay for it with the destruction of our currency.
Well, that's what's interesting, though, is that a good deal of this inflation still goes overseas, and if it were all to come home to roost, it would be a hyperinflation situation. But they continue with the combination of falsifying the CPI and the PPI. These are the inflation numbers put out by the Bureau of Commerce. They keep falsifying that. I mean, it's very difficult for me as a businessman to renegotiate a contract to convince the people that are leasing a property, you know, that they need to pay me an extra 10% because of inflation. I say, well, the government says that, you know, inflation's only 3%, and, of course, the government is manipulating that. It's very difficult for everyone to take care of.
We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dyna brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information. This is Danny Golden of GoGoldenTravel.com. If you've been wanting to know more about your travel biz and owning your own internet travel agency, this Sunday, January 27th at 1 p.m. in Fort Collins is your chance to attend an exciting travel show party. Contact Daryl Gieseking, our managing partner for Go Golden Travel, at 970-980-3192. That's 970-980-3192. Ask him where the free travel show party is.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We stand back here. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen. I think that I agree with Joel, which is why we put him on, and he articulates the situation very well. We are in terrible financial problems. We do have two pamphlets we put out. One is The History of Money. The other is The Financial Meltdown. They're simply compilations of my newsletters, but they're an inexpensive little pamphlet, the $3.95 each. And then certainly we do have my talk on the financial tsunami, which is so applicable for today. It was given perhaps a year and a half ago, but it's exactly what's going on. And there's a great syllabus with that that will help you understand the terms that the Fed uses and really what is happening. What are derivatives? What's the carry trade? Why are all of these things coming together at the present time? And what's the significance of the baby boomers retiring? And how is this going to impact on you? And what will inflation do to you and your life savings? Well, most people are going to get wiped out before this whole financial crisis is over, and you've got to do the things, and you can't put them off. Gold was up to $920 an ounce this morning. Silver was up 15 cents, almost to $16.50, and of course, all of the precious metals are going through the roof as the value of our currency is falling as the crisis continues. And believe me, this is far more than a collateralized debt obligation crisis. The whole financial system is on the brink of collapse. So understand what's going on. Understand the government is manipulating our stock markets and manipulating our reality, but they can't do it because this is not simply an American problem. Now it's a worldwide problem. So, and then how did it come about? Well, that's what my little pamphlet on the financial meltdown is all about. We also carry the book, and if you don't have Creature from Jekyll Island, you better order it now. We have two more cases coming, and after that, the book will be unavailable until it's reprinted. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book, a small little book, inexpensive, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by our good friend Professor Sutton, the book Fiat Money Inflation in France, and then two books by Professor Sutton, one Gold for Investment, the other Gold for Survival. And Tony Sutton was a good friend. He is very much missed by those who knew him and loved him. Well, anyway, certainly to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on, you need to watch my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret societies and by adepts of the secret societies and through the mystery religions and then in more modern times through the Kabbalah and the Gnostics and the Templars and the Rosicrucians and right into the upper echelons of modern-day masonry, although most Masons have no idea what this is all about. The leaders of masonry do and play an integral part in what's going on. So, again, that's the financial tsunami, the talk, syllabus that goes with it, and then to get more detailed with an excellent, very professionally done DVD, the secret history of America's beginning, or the secret mystery of America's beginning. The secret mystery of America's beginning, and certainly riddles in stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.